Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you again on Sunday mornings. I tell you what, it is what an incredible week we've had this past week with all the beautiful sunshine and again with the things that are happening with the farmers and also too, you see people working outside, planting flowers and all that other great stuff that's going on in our state. My daughter, she lives in Colorado Springs. And one of the things that she mentioned to me, she says, Dad, she says, one of the things I miss, especially in Iowa, is the spring. I says, "What?" I said, sweetheart, what do you mean by that? She goes, well, one of the things that I really miss is just seeing the vibrant green in the very beginning of the springtime. And when you think about it, folks, living here in the Midwest, living in the state of Iowa, we get to experience those things as we travel down the highways. I don't know if you take notice, but you see the vibrant green of the grass. You see as you drive by the farms, you see the new baby lambs, the baby calves, even the young pigs, all the things that as we drive by and we see those things, it just helps us to realize that spring is here. New life is here, and we are excited about that as we get to live in just in such an incredible state. But maybe today you're traveling down the highway. You turn on a KBOE 104.9 FM on your radio. We want to thank you for listening. I want you to make sure that you travel safe in your destination today, and that I think with all that's within me, I hope you stay with us this morning because I think we have a good word that I think the Lord has for somebody out there this morning. So I encourage you to stay with us today. Also, too many of you say, Mike, we're headed for church. We like to listen to you. Thank you so much. And I just want to give a big shout out for that. And also too, just to may your time as you head for church today be blessed. May the Lord give you insight and inspiration as you gather together within the body of Christ, within church itself, to experience worship and also to a teaching. Many of you shared with me as well, Mike, we listen to you on Sunday mornings. I had an opportunity this past week. I went up. We have currently moved. We've been living in Oskaloosa for quite a stint of time. I've lived in Oskaloosa in town itself for many, many years, majority of my life. And we've recently just bought a small farm north of New Sharon. And so we're experiencing farm life and just changes that are going on. And one of the things I experienced this past week is I took time, ran in real quick. There's a small little market grocery store in New Sharon. And I stopped in there, grabbed my lunch. And one of the things that the gal that owns it just says, Mike, we have you on the store every Sunday morning. We listen to you. And I want to say thank you so much for being willing to do that. And just, it's just an inspiration because you never know as we give these radio broadcasts and we send them out, you never know who's listening and what impact that you actually make in life. So I encourage you with that as well. Also, too, another thing that's interesting in small communities, one of the things my wife did this past week is she's decorating our home and wanting things to look really, really nice is, you know, we're on this teaching series, it's time to roar. And a lot of times we think our voice doesn't count, that we don't have a voice. And one thing that was interesting, she went into a small store in New Sharon. It's called Muchness. And my wife says she just loves that store. She can't wait to go back. She says the owner was kind and helpful and all those things. And one of the things that she shared again was that the lady who owns the store said that she actually listens to our radio broadcast here on Vital Ministries. And by doing that, you never know the impact you're making. But also, too, I think in these small communities, these small stores, and you wonder, is anybody going to come and whatnot? And I think so much what helps us to realize in these places, these unique locations, is the kindness that those people have as store owners. And also, too, they have the ability to give that one-on-one help you find what you're looking for. And by doing that, they have a voice, not only in selling a product, but also too, I think, in kindness, and also to the appreciation of what God instills in us with other people, to be kind and to be loving to other people. That in itself is a way to roar. But with that being said this morning, before we jump into the teaching, just want to remind you of a few things. First of all, we send out devotionals 6 days a week for both Vital Men, and also Vital Life. And I encourage you, that you go to Vital Ministries, get on the website, you can download that on your app, have it direct on your phone, and every morning it will come up and you can get that devotional, a time to just get that extra kick as you start your day. I know your days are busy and much is going on, but I just encourage you to take advantage of that. And also too, our next Vital Gathering is going to be in July, and you don't want to miss that. Mark down those dates in July as we start Vital Gathering at Debbie's Celebration Barn. I'll give you more detail of that as the weeks come ahead, but make sure you mark that down on your calendar. That is coming. Now, today we're going to start with letting your voice roar. We're going to talk about a man who had thunder in the desert. I love that portion of scripture. We're going to be talking this morning about John the Baptist and the voice that he had in the midst of being the precursor of Christ himself. So if you're with me this morning, you're at home, you want to open up your Bibles, we are going to John chapter 1, 19 through 23. And this morning, I'm going to read out of the Message Bible. Give us a little bit of different, something unique. I like how the words are spoken here. So let's get started this morning as we look at John chapter 1, verses 19 through 23. And it says this: "When the Jews from Jerusalem sent a group of priests and officials to ask John who he was completely honest. He didn't evade the question. He told the plain truth, 'I am not the Messiah.' They pressed him, 'Who then? Elijah?' 'I am not the prophet.' 'No.' Exasperated, they say, 'Well then, who then? We need an answer for those who sent us. Tell us something, anything about yourself.' Then he says this, 'I am the thunder in the desert. Make the road straight for God. I'm doing what the prophet Isaiah preached.'" Man, what great words those are for us this morning. So as we look at the voice of thunder in the desert. See, John gets as we read this, we see that John gets interrogated by the Jewish leaders, sent by the priests. They wanted to know by how and why he had authority in ministry. Who commissioned him? What was his religious beliefs? You know, this morning I had an opportunity as I think about reflecting back in my life. And sometimes people will ask me, "Mike, by what authority do you preach? By what authority do you have truly a voice for the Lord himself?" And I'll never forget, as I was going through the commission pastor process in our local church at the time that we were attending, I was attending Third Reformed Church in Pella. And again, that is a fantastic, I love that church. Pastor Kevin is an exceptional pastor. I want to give a big shout out to him, and also to Keith Corver, who's on staff. He was a mentor in my life in many, many ways. And I want to thank both of those men for what they have placed in me and my life as I go out and preach God's words. But this was an interesting note. It was early of a morning, and we were with a bunch of other commissioned pastors. And also, too, we had some men that came from seminary that were doing our tests and doing our teaching. I'll never forget that morning. We had taken a break and having a break for coffee time as we were doing the teaching. But this guy shows up down below at the place where the coffee was at, and he's all dressed up, shows up in a motorcycle, dressed up in the motorcycle gear. He looked without a doubt the part. And I remember that moment when he came in through the doors, and there was probably at least 25 some different people that were there. And all of a sudden, everybody froze in the moment. He comes in, walks to the door, and he comes in, and he stops. And all of a sudden, all eyes are on him, and everybody froze in the moment. But in the moment, I heard the Holy Spirit speak directly to me, "Move." So I moved over to the young man on his motorcycle, and he came in. He said, "I felt that God called me to stop here this morning." I said, "Great, I'm glad that you did. How can I help you?" And he says, "Actually, I'm looking for something unique. And I figured that at a church, I would be able to find this item." I go, "Okay, what are you looking for?" He goes, I'm looking for a Bible. And I said, you know what? I went and I grabbed my Bible, and I had just bought a brand new Bible, an NIV study Bible. And I was showing it to him and kind of walking through it. And I said, you know what? This is brand new. I want you to have my Bible. I want to give it to you. I want you to, it's not been marked in. This could be yours. And this is a gift from me to you. And he looks at me. He goes, man, will you really do that? Will you give me your Bible? And I said, absolutely. So I got a chance to share a little bit about the gospel message. I prayed with him, gave him my Bible. He turned, walked out the door, jumped on his bike, and I never saw him again. And I remember in that moment that was a moment that I believe without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord himself commissioned me into ministry, helping me to realize the call that was made on my life, the call to speak to those who are in search, those who are looking for the good news of the gospel, and to be a man who has a voice that roars in the midst of the chaos that goes on in our lives. And I'll be the voice of thunder in the midst of the what is going on in my life. But now, let's jump back this morning and look at the questions. The first question that these men come as they ask John, who are you? And the first thing that he says, I am not the Messiah. I am not the one that you are looking for. I am not the one who has been called. Because the whole nation of Israel was looking for the leader, looking for the Messiah to return. And they had not seen him yet. Yet John was going to share with them who he was, who was coming. Then they ask a second question. Are you the prophet that we are expecting? Israel had many incredible prophets, Elijah, Elisha, Daniel, Jeremiah, just to name a few. Man, they had some incredible prophets. Yet many times we see in the Bible that Israel, the nation itself, would not listen to the prophetic voice that was being spoken. And I think that's important for us even today. As we listen to these different prophetic voices that are speaking, voices that are the thunder in the midst of the desert, the roar that is calling out to share, make way for the Lord's return. And isn't it true? That is exactly happening because we know the Messiah is going to return again. The second coming is on the horizon. So make ready, make your road straight, have your life ready in the midst of Jesus' return. Then they ask him a third question. Well then, who are you? We need an answer. They were pushing John the Baptist, I think, in the midst of the corner as they were interrogating him of exactly who he is. And that's important for us as Christians, I believe with all that's within me. First of all, you've got to know who you are in Christ. We are sons and daughters of the living God. Yes, our lives are not perfect. Yes, we don't go in such a way that we know, but we're all broken people. Yet God gives us a voice to roar in the midst of the wilderness. You have a voice. Yes, all of us have a past, but God changes those pasts and gives them glory back to him when we give our lives to him. And I would ask this question to you this morning. Have you ever been pushed in the corner of yourself with the gospel message, or people asking you, well, who do you are, or who do you think you are? I remember as I was getting ready starting in the sheriff's posse and going out, it was the midst of the fairgrounds, and we were going, and our job was just to be a presence to make sure that things were going well. And I remember this one man in particular comes up to me and he sees me in my sheriff's posse outfit. And he looks at me and he asks me this question, who do you think you are? And I looked at him and I said this, at the time, I'm a deputy sheriff here in Mahaska County. I'm doing my job. I am having a presence. I'm doing my best to make sure that people feel safe. today, this is the hat I wear, and this is who I am. See, people are always wanting to challenge us in the midst of who we are, thinking, trying to bring back what was from the past. And I know that's exactly when he asked me that question, that's exactly what he was doing. He was trying to bring back a past, trying to be back, making me feel less. And doesn't the enemy try to do that in our lives as we try to go out and do what God has called us to be a voice? And I think of that so much. I go back to the small community of New Sharon. Again, the woman who owns the grocery store. Ma'am, you have a voice. God is using you mightily. Not only you're bringing a product to feed a small community, but also too, you're bringing food for people who come in for lunch that would have to travel to a bigger community just to eat. Man, isn't that cool what God does? Even the lady that works at the small little store with muchness, bringing a small enterprise, being an entrepreneur in the midst of a small community, that's not easy to do. You have a voice. Another one my wife did, she just stopped by not realizing that there was a small greenhouse in New Sharon called James's Greenhouse. It was small, and it was definitely for a small community. But again, my wife says she was greeted with hospitality that was simply over the top. And I tell you what, we got some great ones in Oskaloosa as well. And I think of Brent Stamm at Stamm's Greenhouse. Brent is without a doubt a godly man. And I want to give you a shout out to his place of business as well. You have a voice. Every one of us have a voice in the what and how we do life and how we do business and how God works for us. But again, John finally gives the answer to the priests, to the men who are coming out and wanting to know who he was. He says, "I am the voice." You can't see the reason why he says that, because he's not the word, he's the voice. See, the word is Jesus himself. He is the word. You can see that in John chapter 1. He says, "The word was first, the word present to God." God present to the world the word. The word was God in readiness for God from one day. Now, isn't that interesting? What John is speaking, that God was the word, that Jesus is the word. We're only voices, as well as it was with John. He was the voice. He was the thunder in the desert. And that's important for us. We are shouts from the wilderness. We are shouts from the desert. We have voices of thunder that speak the gospel message. And God uses us in mightily ways if we simply allow him to speak through our lives. We have a voice. That's why you hear me in the very beginning when I do my teaching. Good morning. I'm Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministry. I'm the voice. I'm not the word. I'm the voice that God has put in me, that Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, uses my voice in order to bring the word. When I speak from Scripture, when I give you the words from God's word itself, that is his words. Those are not Mike's words. And when I add to that, that is a voice that comes from me of the application of the world of the word itself, that it is a transformed life. We should be always transforming. We should always be changed from one day to the next, from 1 year to the next, from 5 years. You've heard me many, many times. I chase Mike Sarig 5 years from now. So when I look back, that Mike Sarig is not the same man as who he was 5 years ago. I'm a work in progress. We all are works in progress and how God uses our lives. But I want to go to our next point this morning is this. Point number two, why do you baptize? And I'm going to show you something this morning, how John responds to this when they ask them, why do you baptize? He says, again, those sent a question to him from the Pharisee party. Now, they had a question of their own. If you're neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet, why do you baptize? John answered, "I only baptize using water, but a person you don't recognize has taken his stand in your midst. He comes after me, but he is not second place to me. I'm not even worthy to hold his coat for him." These conversations took place in Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing at the time. See, John knew his place. After he had baptized Jesus himself, can you imagine this? Here's John, the voice of thunder in the desert, saying, make way, make straight your life, because the Messiah is coming. And the reason why he says that, he makes that point, is to realize that he's only the voice for the spoken word who is about to take, to come into the lives of Israel in flesh. And I think that's so neat as we think about voices and also to baptism. And baptism, you know, is kind of a big thing. But John was commissioned by God, not by man. And that was really what they were challenging him with. Well, by what authority do you have to baptize? If you're not baptizing from Elijah, you're not baptizing from these different prophets, so why are you baptized? What right do you have to baptize? And John, I can just see him. This man who has been out in the wilderness. They say he was a hairy man dressed in camel's clothes and had a leather belt that tied and kept it up. Man, he was a rugged man. He was a, what I would say, our typical man that would come from the mountains, but yet John came from the desert. Yet he has such a voice. He has such a presence because God is upon him, but he realizes that he is second. And I think that's important for us to realize that, and we've seen that caption, I am second, and that's the way it should be. We are second. We are, God has got to be not only first in our lives, but he also has to be first place in the presence of our lives, of how we do life itself. If he's not, then we are not allowing God to be first. We are first. And I think that's the important things that we got to realize as we go out, as we meet people. Do they see Christ in us? Then if they do, then we become second because they see Christ first. And I often ask myself the question every morning, Mike, are you going to allow God to be first and make him famous? Or are you trying to make Mike famous? And we all have those questions, don't we, that we wrestle with as sometimes in our, I'd say our natural ways, we get in front of ourselves and make ourselves first instead of making ourselves second. And it's in those moments and in those times that I realize that I got to go back to God and ask his forgiveness. Ask Holy Spirit, please forgive me. Jesus, forgive me for not making you first. If we're truly, folks, going to be thunder in the desert, voices that cry out in the wilderness, voices that roar, we have to have Jesus Christ first in our life. And how we do that? Number one, we got to ask Jesus Christ. If those of you have never asked Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life, that's step one. Asking him to forgive you of your sins and recognizing that he is the Messiah and allowing him to be your Savior. He comes to, he is mighty to save. He's mighty to save even this morning. Other ways that we can do have our voices to roar is going to be essential for us to always be in listening and reading the Word of God itself, the Bible. That's important for us. If we're really going to have a place in this world, to have a place in which we truly have a voice, we've got to allow our voices to be consecrated in the Word of God itself. Are you consecrated? Are you in the Word? Are you reading what God speaks to man? And I think the third thing that's essential for us this morning too is to have a prayer life. I've noticed as I'm traveling from New Sharon to Oskaloosa, traveling to a job site, traveling to my work, I'm finding that if I can just turn off that radio and not listen to all the other voices that are trying to speak into my life, but listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit as he speaks to me. As I have that time, as I travel, God, here I am today. Use me. How can you give me clarity of direction? Give me opportunities that I can be the voice of thunder in the desert, in the wilderness. Allow my voice to roar. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank you for another day. I thank you for the opportunity where that we can come before you. I pray that maybe somebody this morning that has never asked you to be Savior of their life. Lord, it's simple. All we got to do is ask you first, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I am a sinner. I ask you to take my life, use my life, forgive me of my sins. I acknowledge that I need a Savior, that you are my Savior. And I ask you to come into my life, come into my heart, and make me a new person. And I want to follow you all the days of my life. I recognize that you came and died on a cross for me, that you were resurrected from the dead. And later, you ascended to heaven, and now you sit at the right hand of the Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all of those things. And Lord, I pray for those who want to be a voice in the desert, a voice that's allowed to roar. We all have a voice. We all have opportunities for whatever we do in our lives, for whatever work we do. Help us to be a voice that speaks, that roars, not literally, but roars for you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We need your power. We need your guidance. We need your direction. And Jesus, we thank you for loving us and coming to die on a cross for our sins. In your name I pray. Amen. Folks, we're going to continue this series on what it means to have a voice that roars in the midst of the wilderness, in the midst of the desert. I don't know about you, I want to have a voice that thunders in the desert like John the Baptist, a man who had incredible influence and how God used him mightily. So I want to thank you for listening this morning. Be safe as you travel. Be safe on your way to church and be safe in your homes today. Allow the God to allow your voice to roar. I'm Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.